Thank you for joining us again today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. We appreciate you and thank each and every one of you for your thoughts and your prayers. If you need to reach us at the ministry at any time, remember you can call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Also, visit our website, cgmfinc.weebly.com, cgmfinc.weebly.com, and there's lots of neat things there that will bless you and encourage you in your daily walk with Christ. In today's lesson for the prayer line, I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 1, verse 26. When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, I'm reading from the Common English Bible today, as already so many of you have noticed in the ministry, I'm having a penchant for reading from that version. When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of David his father. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom." Then Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen, since I have had no sexual relations with a man?" The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the one who is to be born will be holy. He will be called God's Son. Look, even in her old age, your relative Elizabeth has conceived a son. This woman, who is labeled unable to conceive, is now 6 months pregnant. Nothing is impossible for God." Then Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me just as you have said." Then the angel left her. There are a lot of things in this passage of Scripture that we could undertake to look at, quote, under the hood. But for our time together this morning, I just want to encourage you to know that God wants to birth within you new hope. God wants to birth within you new hope. When Gabriel gave this word, this prophetic word to Mary, she took it to heart and said, "As it would be, I'm God's servant, let it be." Even though she, quote, had not been with a man, and she was not, quote, in her physical sense, able to conceive of the ideal that, hey, she could have a child, she believed God. And because she believed God and took the angel God at his word, she received the promise of God. And today, if you will allow God and his word to become a part of you and receive the seed of his word, you can become pregnant with hope, just like Mary became pregnant with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And God can give life to that which seems to be unable to be so. That dream, that hope, whatever it might be that you need in your heart and life to see a miracle concerning, or a dream that you believed could be yours, whatever it could be, God can birth hope within you today for not just yourself, but for others, and to have the capacity, as Mary did, to share Jesus to the world in a powerful and profound way. Because of her sharing Christ with us, and her and Joseph helping in his natural life begin to develop and to see the allowance for God's work, his word, and his will to be done, Jesus Christ was able to fulfill the plan of God as Messiah and Lord, and give us hope of not just salvation, but hope in life, in taking hold of the promises of God, and seeing that God has promised us life, and that more abundantly. And we're not just here to try to live out things and try to be holy, but that God has given us things to enjoy in this life. He gains pleasure through seeing his children being blessed, and he loves you today. So within you today can be hope, just as it was for her. And you can see the God of the impossible work to make things possible in your heart and life today, if you can take hold by faith the word, the Lord, and like Mary say, these words, I am the Lord's servant, let it be with me just as you have said. Can you say that to God's word today? Lord, I am your servant, just as you said, it's going to be for me today. Amen and amen. The Lord wants to bless you and give you hope today. Those without hope will certainly perish. Those without hope will certainly give up. But if God can birth within you the hope to breathe and to see the victory of God today, great things can happen. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will birth hope within each and every one that is called in to the prayer line today. I pray that God, you would minister. And Lord Jesus Christ, you would bring to light, as Gabriel brought to light the word of God to Mary, and see the word of the Lord come forth and the promise of God from old that became the possession of Mary of a Messiah being born. Now she became the conduit for that blessing. We can become that conduit or vessel of blessing that you desire to see not just our lives, but others blessed by the work and the power and the plan of God. And I pray that hope would come through us to those around about us. And that, Lord Jesus Christ, your victory and your miraculous power would be seen. For you are the God of the impossible. That which man says is impossible, God can make possible. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. You can heal. You can provide. You can tear away the fetters of pains of the past. You can bring forth healing and hope for the future. There is no need you can't touch today. You feel all in all, and there's ultimate hope in you. Amen and amen. God, touch each one. Whatever their need is, whatever they're praying, right now God has called into this prayer line. I come into agreement with them as they believe according to God's word, as they take hold of the promise of God and speak out his word right now, that Lord, you would speak to them your word afresh, even as it was Gabriel's word to Mary. And that there would be hope birthed within their soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us again today. We're so thankful, and I pray that God will continue to bless you. Please visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com, and also call us at the ministry at any time at 646-926-0401. Have a great day in Jesus. Till next time on the prayer line.